you were telling us the story about how you got lost when you were in the Laurel Highlands. Because you had a seizure in the middle of the race, and when you have a seizure, you
I'm confused when I kind of come out of it.
Disoriented.
Yes. I often don't know where I am, and that was the case at
so
Laurel.
So you were winning that race.
I was in the lead.
And you had a seizure right on the trail.
Right.
And then when you came out a couple minutes later, you, one, didn't even remember you had a seizure, but two, did not know which way to run on the trail.
Right.
So,
it's so
did you guess right?
I guessed right that
you
time.
You guessed right.
It's always good when that happens. In another race, at Where's Waldo, one year, 100K out in Oregon, I guessed wrong.
You guessed wrong.
I don't know if I was leading, but I was top... Definitely top five at that point.
Yeah.
Guessed wrong. And ran back to...
That was terrible, man. You see the runners coming
yes.
in your direction.
So I've worked so hard, and it's all gone.
So, and yeah, like when you have a seizure, the only way you know you have it is you have, like, leaves in your hair and bruises, and so...
Right.
And your keys are gone.
Yes. There are lots of key stories. Well, I've had epilepsy for the last 25 years or so, and medication hasn't totally controlled the seizures, so...
But you have an implant.
Yes, so they put a device in there to help control the seizures.
And how long have you had that in for?
Probably 8 years now, and it's...
And it's improved a lot, right? Reduced
my seizures by... seizure frequency by probably 70-75%.
But you still have a couple each month?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No big deal, though. But...
And for the record, they're not the ones where you're, like, thrashing and, like, you know, being crazy. They're, like, very peaceful. Like, Sean just kind of flops over and takes a nap. And then doesn't know where his keys are.
Well, they are grand mal seizure?
No, they're petit mal.
Petit mal?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
that's one of your favorite events.
Favorite stories.
Sawtooth 100?
Yeah.
Yes. And that's the one... Went out there 10 days after brain surgery and probably freaked out the competition at the pre-race dinner because I couldn't wear a hat and I had 70 staples in my head. It was fun because I asked my doctors, like, can I go run 100 miles after surgery? They give me this look like, what are you thinking? But they let me go because they wanted to see how the device would do. Shouldn't have high expectations. Yeah, I'd lost a lot of blood. So, my dad takes the staples out the night before, get to the starting line with no pressure, and have a good race. It was probably my best 100. Broke the course record by 3 hours.
Wow. Now, so Laurel Highlands, that's another race that you would say is one of the, you know, really premier, nicest races to do on the East Coast, even though your family members did not agree with your assessment of its runnability.
Right. Courtney and I have taken the kids up, the cross-country team up there, numerous times to do the five-person relay.
Right.
Because everyone just runs legs of...
10 miles.
Yeah, 10 to 15 miles. And it's... Well, we thought it was a pretty runnable trail, and the kids never seemed to have a problem with it. So I invited my parents and my sister, and, oh, come on, you gotta do Laurel Highlands. Because it's this real low-key race.
Right. No, it's
beautiful,
it's
trail, and well-supported. So, oh, come on. Beautiful, runnable trail. You're going to love this.
And I'll just do the 50K version.
Right. And they obviously had a different experience. I'm convinced they're on a different trail. Because when they finished, they had nothing to talk about except all the rocks on the course. Rocks everywhere. I'm shaking my head, wondering, where were you? So, sometimes I have a different idea of what a rocky trail is.
And for you, the rockier, the better.
Yes.
Right?
I feel more comfortable in the rocks.
So your favorite races are like Zane Grey, Massanutten, and like things that other people, like trails that would make them crump.
Right, yes. Races where speed, I mean, you don't have to have flat out speed to be able to be competitive.
You just have to be crazy enough to run down those rocks as fast as you can and not care if you look like this
afterwards. It's a chance I'm, risk I'm willing to take.
Have you ever had a really bad fall where you couldn't keep running?
Well, I've had a really bad fall, but that didn't stop me from running.
So you've never really injured yourself then?
Well, that's not the question you asked.
That's not the question.
He has really, I seem to recall.
That's right, you broke your thumb.
I seem to recall someone with an external fixator after a run. Coming out like RoboCop here, with pins sticking out of his arms. Hellraiser boy over here.
Yeah.
That's right. Didn't Amy like give you something?
Yes. So
Amy
it was in the Zangray 50 miler 1 year. Before I made it to the first aid station, I had a big crash. I start to push up from my water bottles.
Like 5 miles in.
Yeah.
Right?
So maybe five miles.
Of a 50 mile race.
Right.
Okay.
And so I'm kind of pushing up on my hands to get back up, and my thumb's at a right angle. I'm like, this can't be good. It's not supposed to be pointing that direction.
It's just like floppy.
Right. So
but you finished the race, right?
Right. So I got to the first aid station, and luckily Amy is there to help out, and she looks at me, and then she runs out and finds someone who with some tape or something, so we make a little splint. And she was able to get in touch with my dad, who's an orthopedic surgeon.
Who was like, "He'll be fine."
Right. I still had feeling in the tip of my thumb, so, oh, he'll be fine. Just keep going. Because we're in the middle of nowhere. What am I going to do? I'm either going to sit and wait for someone to take me out, or I can run. So good old dad. Oh, just keep going. And so luckily, Amy crewed for me the rest of the way and came in fifth.
Yeah.
Even with a 20-minute break there for medical treatment. And, yeah, it was pretty ugly. But the pain in my thumb took my mind off of the pain and everything else. So it all works out. And as Aaron said, I had some nice metal pieces sticking out of my hand for a few months after that. Okay, so a quick summary of key elements of the Anders diet.
Okay.
Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Sheets, pretty much any food they have there is healthy and works.
Okay.
And Mountain Dew, of course.
Maybe we'll get a Sheet sponsorship someday.
Maybe.
That's my ultimate goal.
Yeah.
Sheet sponsorship. None of this Patagonia mantra
right.
stuff.
This is more useful.
Yeah.
And so, I also have to have frozen burritos during the week. It just...
Frozen burritos from where?
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Just as long as it's wrapped in a flour. Flour tortilla. We're back to that
thing. Oh, I like Amy's burritos because they're
Amy's,
somewhat healthy.
That's organic.
Yes.
That's high class.
I'm
I didn't
changing.
Know you were doing that. You're a changed man, Sean Andrish.
Yep.
Look at you. Tuna melts, Amy's burritos. Pretty soon you're going to be doing quinoa.
Not a chance. But the rest of my diet is pretty much anything microwavable. Lots of pasta.
Microwave pasta? Just boil it in a pot.
But this is easier. Less to clean up.
Nothing even. God.
So, microwavable pasta. Risotto and some...
So, I guess you're not getting to Super Tacos anymore,
no.
Amsterdam Falafel, or... You miss these, Sean.
I
do.
And Korean barbecue.
Yeah.
Oh, on
my
a cold
God.
Winter day.
Mandu.
Mandu is just the best restaurant I went to in
Oh, man.
In DC.
You're going to have to come visit us in D.C. sometime so we can go hit that place because...
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's a staple of the Andrews diet.
Yes. And it's gone, so...
No, it's still there. You're gone.
Okay, fair enough.
So explain why you now live in Leesburg after your long time living at Carrie's house in the Wuss House. And maybe explain what the Wuss House is.
Oh,
how
the
long
Wuss
you
House.
There.
Great place. In the heart of D.C., the house is in Woodley Park, and it's owned by Carrie Owens and Doug Sullivan. And it started out as just a group of four or five runners who... either lived in that house or in the neighborhood, and they'd get together once every week to go for a run in the trails in Rock Creek Park and then go out for pizza and beer. and since 6 years.
And those were some of your best running years, right?
Yes.
When you lived down there. Because
mm-hmm.
you know, Keith Nippling was there, and Justine, and like, you had all these people
yes.
to run with.
And Neil Gorman would come occasionally,
yeah.
and Aaron Schwartzbard.
Oh.
And
all these speedsters.
Yes.
And
so Kerry kind of created this community of runners, ultra runners in D.C.
Yes.
Yep.
So.
And, but I decided to move back to Leesburg full time after having a seizure and falling on the metro tracks, where I
that
broke
was something.
Yes, broke three vertebrae. So it was
your
a
massive hematoma.
I still have a bump on my back.
You
from
still
that.
Have it? Oh,
it's
my
not
God.
Huge, but it's still there. So that was just the incentive I needed to start working from home full time.
Right.
And it gives me more time to. I don't have any commute time. My commute is to walk across the hall, and it lets me get back into coaching. So I coach
right.
high school.
So now you're an assistant coach for the cross country high school teams.
Right.
With Courtney.
Right.
Who is your original sort of introducer into the whole trail running, right? Courtney Campbell?
He taught me how to be a downhill runner. I used to enjoy climbing, but when I moved to Virginia and met Courtney, the only way I could keep up with him is if I would just let it all
ball.
Hang out. Yes.
And now that's kind of your signature.
Yes.
Is your crazy downhill running. Sean is actually covered in bruises and scrapes all over right now from his latest
yes.
endeavor.
It's been a long time since I've been healthy enough to really...
to run that fast.
Right. And I was running fast today. I just didn't pick up my feet. That doesn't work well.
And some of that has to do with the epilepsy drugs, too, that sometimes you can't pick your feet up as well.
There was probably 2 years in there where epilepsy meds caused muscle fatigue. And so running trails when you can't lift your legs is
nope.
not good. Lots of injuries during that period. But hey, you work through it.
And so your drug regimen is better now. You're not having as much muscle fatigue.
Right.
So.
And so that's why it's fun to get out there and be able to run fast. Although fast is getting slower as I get older. I still feel like I'm flying, but I'm not. So.
Wow.
The old time.
You're what? You're 42?
44.
44? Holy cow.
It's ancient.
No wonder.
No one mistakes me for any of the cross-country kids again, anymore.
So how have you had to adapt your running to being 44? You used to go out like... as if it was a 10K race.
Right. The
and then just hold on. Like, it was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Either I held on and won, or placed top three,
but
or
like,
I was...
but, like, yeah, you didn't see, like, you didn't see Sean after, like, 30 seconds.
Right. Key to any race is the first mile. Get out of sight, out of mind.
Even
this,
for, like, 100.
This
yes.
is not good advice. To me, this is Sean's signature move.
Yes.
When someone says go, Sean will just disappear out over the horizon. And yeah, it's
and
not
like some people, like Joe Clapper, does that as a joke, but then like
for the first 30 feet, yeah.
Right.
Sean
but
will,
for Sean, it is.
It's,
it is. He makes
go
statement.
go out at sixes and see how long you can hold it.
Right.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
But so, are you not doing that so much anymore? Are you trying to be more sort of in your ancient wisdom now, or
it's not ancient wisdom. It's just ancient muscles, and the legs just don't go as fast anymore.
So
I've had to switch from going out with the leaders. Oh, it kills me to watch them go. Start. I hate that.
just look down at your feet. Just don't
yes.
look.
So I actually have to run smarter, and
yeah.
I end up running more of the uphills.
Okay.
And still do better on the downhills. I can still hold my own.
Yeah.
But I've noticed I've become a little more cautious.
Yeah.
Unintentional. I mean,
right. Just out of necessity.
Yes.
Yeah.
So. Obviously, it doesn't always help. I'm looking at the scrapes on my hand today. But, yeah, so I've had to become more of a well-rounded runner rather than...
Right. I mean, you used to be able to, like, win races and walk most of the hills, right?
Yeah, Promised Land, 50K in Virginia. I mean, I ran a pretty respectable time 1 year, and Eric Grossman and Jeremy Ramsey and Bradley Mangold couldn't believe I ran that because I walked the climb, so I'm lazy. The key is that when you're running, you just have to
go fast.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I walked most of the climbs, but I don't think I ran fast enough in the other parts. But that's one of your favorite races, Promised Land.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
You
know, I mean,
in April. And
yeah, so it's often spring in the valley and still looks like winter on top of the mountain. And, well, Massanutten, I just love those trails. If I had to recommend one race in Virginia, it would be Promised Land.
Going forward into the future, the new era of Sean Andrews running is you are getting a dog that will now sense when you have a seizure and will alert you and protect you. Like, that's, like, amazing. Like,
yes.
And show it tell you which way the race goes. Can it do that? Now, the only thing is you have to get this dog trained to be able to run very far distances.
Right.
As fast as you are.
Right.
So, we got to convey that to the trainers. That this isn't like a little marathon. This is Hard Rock. This is MMT.
Right. And it's hard to...
They don't know what this dog's getting into.
Right. And they probably wouldn't let me have the dog if they knew.
So you can't tell it.
Right. So, we just try to explain that I want to take him out running for a few hours. A few hours could be anything from 3 to 20.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but I mean, it would just be nice to have a dog that could run
right,
a
right.
few hours with me.
Right.
Schuster's right. dog was able to do 50 Ks with us. I don't think this dog will be able to do that. But I checked the breed. I did some research to find out which dogs are good trail runners, have good endurance.
So what breed is this one?
This is a Labradoodle, which is a cross between a Labrador Retriever and a poodle.
Okay.
And
his poodles are known for their distance running.
Labs are known for their distance running. Poodles are smart.
Really?
So
poodles are smart?
Yes.
Not the poodle that lives on my blog. This poodle, like, tries to chase cars.
Well, in general.
Okay.
So, yeah, so it'll be help. I'll feel better.
Yeah.
Having a dog with
I'll feel better knowing that there's some dog keeping you out of the cliffs and
yes.
ditches.
Yes. My parents got very excited also when they heard I was getting a seizure dog. So.
I bet. Well, thanks for taking the time, Sean. This has been delightful. Against all...
Delightful. Against all predictions.
Yes.
We had some doubters here.
Right.
had some serious doubters.
Only 2 out of 3 doubted you.
That would actually be 2 out of 2.
Right.
I don't count.
But you had faith in yourself. That's all that matters. So.
All right. Time to wrap her up.
Okay.
Click.